Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
The conversation that's been happening over the weekend in a lot of circles of people is the fact that women were told to take responsibility for their own safety after the very, very sad death of Eurydice Dixon. She was raped and murdered late last week and found dead on a soccer pitch only metres from her home. And it was a really, really sad story. But then the police came out to say, women, you really need to take responsibility for your own safety. If you're walking alone at night, make sure you've got your phone on you. Make sure, you know, you're taking all these steps to keep safe. And, you know, I have to admit, my first thought when I found out she was walking home in the dark through a park, I was like, oh my God, why would you do that? Because that would terrify me to do that. But the fact that the police have come out to say take responsibility for your own safety, she did that. She had her phone, she was texting a friend to say she was almost home safe. She was taking all those steps, making sure she was, you know, she was very close to her house. So she would have felt, you know, she was almost at the safe place when it all happened. And it's a really hard thing to stomach for police to say to take responsibility for your own safety, because, you know, us women are always trying to do that, and it's always that fear that kind of engulfs you when you are walking to your car in a car park after late night shopping, or even to your car over morning if you're going to work early. There's been so many conversations, and we even had a conversation about it on Saturday when we were together, Cliffo, and saying, you know, it's such a huge issue. It shouldn't be about women trying to, having to keep themselves safe. They should be safe. You know, in a world like ours, in a country like ours, you should be safe to walk home overnight, but the fact is you're not. And you even said to me, how do we change this? What do we do? You know, the finger is being pointed at men to say men need to take responsibility for their actions rather than women needing to take responsibility for their safety. And you were like, well, what do I do?
And I find it's often the way, like, you know, awful, like, atrocities like this will happen. And I almost feel like sometimes the finger is pointed at men.
Mm.
And, I mean, I don't want to live in a world where this happens. I have a daughter, for God's sakes. I don't want to live in the world where this happens. But I don't know what I do. And this whole kind of, you know, men stand up and take responsibility. Okay, yeah, great. But I don't know how other men are. That's not how my mind works. I need to know what Guy Clifton has to do to make this less likely to happen.
Yeah,
I'm not really hearing that.
No, and I was thinking about that all weekend after you said that. I was like, well, it's a good point. Like, it's such a huge issue. Like, what can you do to stand up and make a difference? And it kind of reminded me, and I know this is a really obscure reference, but on Married at First Sight, Dean was with Tracy, and to her face, he was beautiful, he was lovely, he was romantic, he was telling her all these nice things. But then he went on a boys' night, and suddenly his demeanour changed, and he was talking about her in a really disrespectful way. He was talking about, you know, who else would want
to do my wife,
all these kind of things. Yeah. And he's like, oh, whatever, it's just boy chat. That's what boys do. That's how we chat when we're together. That's how we bond. And I feel like this is kind of the root of the issue, is that the respect levels aren't there. Sometimes when some, I'm not saying all men, but some men. So, you know, you were saying, what can I do? And I feel like it comes down to that education of women and men are equal. There is no, you know, men are not the decision makers. They cannot make decisions on behalf of women, especially when it comes to women's bodies. Mm. And when it comes to disrespectful behavior, disrespectful conversations, disrespectful connotations, like anything's like that on boys' nights, I guess it's up to guys like you who are so respectful and so beautiful towards women to speak up and say, mate, that's not on. You know,
And that is something we can do.
Yes.
You're right. I certainly don't talk like Dean from Married at First Sight, but I've been in...
I can't imagine you ever saying something about your wife like that.
No, absolutely not. But I have been in circles before where mates are doing it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a simple thing that you can do if you are a respectful dude. You know, and this is happening, you can actually stand up and go, hey, come on, that's not how we talk, is it?
You know? No. And if you, I guess it comes down to, if you would be upset about someone talking about your daughter in that way, then you know it's wrong to talk about any woman in that way. And so once we raise that level of respect, I think it will start to make a difference. And I think it is starting, like, you know, the whole equality debate is still there, but we are moving forward on that front. But there's still a ways to go.
Definitely. Really well said, Gabby. And just always remember, if you are struggling personally with any issues, guys, Lifeline is always there. It's a great resource. The phone number is 13 11 14.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Mate, do you ever experience such good customer service that you want to talk about it? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, such great customer service that it doesn't, like, I don't know, it's a story you feel like you want to share.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay. Would have helped my story if you had said yes.
I shop online a lot.
Okay, so it happens, because it happened to me on the weekend, right? I went to the tip shop, like, the, you know, the dump shop?
Yeah.
People dump stuff. It's still in good working order or whatever, so they put it in a little bit at the front. It's the dump shop. I went to the dump shop on Harvey's Range Road, experienced some awesome customer service. What I needed was some bricks, because we wanted to light the fire pit.
Yes.
And I always just sit the fire pit, like, direct on the grass, and all the coals and stuff fall straight onto the little tray, and it just barbecues the grass.
Of course,
and it burns, and it doesn't grow back for months. It burns like a square patch on the ground. And my dad's like, just line up some bricks, make sure it's nice and straight or whatever, and it'll prevent the grass from burning. So I went, great.
Great idea.
Tip shop's the place to go and get some old bricks. So I go there, and I speak to old mate, and I should have got his name because he was so good. But I go up to old mate, and I'm like, I need bricks for this. And he goes, no. I got just the thing. Come with me.
Okay.
Takes me to a little part of the tip shop where all the bricks and stuff are. He's like, how about these? And he uncovers these four pavers, like large pavers. And he goes, it'll be more stable because, you know.
Oh, because, yeah, they're bigger.
Pavers
and flatter.
Bigger, bricks and flatter. Yeah. And the other thing he goes, pick them up and have a look at them and all that. So I'm inspecting them and all. I go, yeah, they're perfect for my purchase. I said, how much for the four? Then he goes,
Stands back.
And he looks at them and he goes, it was so good. He goes, look, the thing is, you could go to Bunnings and buy four pavers pretty cheap. Yes, but if you pick them up and feel the weight of them, like how heavy they are quality pavers, and they do not make them like that anymore. So I picked them up and I went, oh, yeah, bit of weight. Quality pavers. How much am I in for? He goes, dollar each.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
I hurt myself in the bathroom over the weekend, and I want to see, Cliffo, if you can figure out what I did. Because I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a little bit accident prone. I'm not necessarily clumsy. Just bad things tend to happen to me all the time. Things that
aren't
you
they
wouldn't
kind
expect.
Of one and the same?
No, because it's like, you know, the tree moves in front of me. I don't hit the tree, you know. It's not my fault. So I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I screamed out, ow, and my boyfriend came running up the stairs. He's like, are you okay? And I'm standing there with blood pouring out of my nose.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, what happened? What do you think happened? My nose is still a little bit tender.
Okay. You...
Getting ready for a shower.
The answer is you slipped on some water, whatever, and maybe hit your nose on the vanity.
You know it's not that simple because it's me.
Yeah, knowing you... I don't know. Were you getting up close to the mirror or something? Because I don't know. Maybe you got a blackhead or something. Yeah, and you like headbutted it.
You know, that's,
like, it's going to be something dumb and quirky like that.
That's not a silly answer. It's really not. Because what happened was, I was taking my polo off. I was wearing a polo shirt, and as I ripped it up over my head, the button got stuck in my nostril and ripped my skin.
My God.
Who does that happen to? That is not a thing.
I'm just glad that it was a button up top, because if it was a zipper.
Oh, watch out.
Like, that could have sawed your nose clean off.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby this morning, thanks to McCafe. A slightly nervous looking Gabby, I would say, this morning.
Yeah, well, I think I got tricked into signing up to do a women's triathlon because I got told there was champagne at the finish line. So I was like, sign me up. And then I found out the distances. And I haven't been training in any kind of fitness capacity for a couple of months because of the move and, you know, starting a new place and everything else. That's the first thing that kind of falls off.
All the excuses under the sun.
Well, I'm just stating I'm not fit. I am not fit. And so I've got this triathlon coming up. When is it? Like August?
It's 59 days away. So, yeah, August 17 to 19, mate.
I'm just trying to not think about it, to tell you the truth. But I do need to get fit. And we've brought Sam into the studio today, the organiser of the tri, because I need some advice from you, Sam. I need your help because you're one of the people that has,
logged me into this, has signed me up for it, has coaxed me with the champagne.
I believe given you an opportunity to be involved in something fantastic is what
well,
I would
too.
Call it. You know, we didn't trick you. There is champagne. So there is that.
You're right.
Is that for everyone or is that just purely to lure Gabby there?
Oh, bit of column A, bit of column B. No. The NQ Body Fix Women's Try certainly does have champagne on the finish line. We did create this event because we want everyone to try triathlon. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get a little bit daunted and a little bit scared by it and go, my God, how can I do one of those disciplines, let alone all three? And we've got this festival that happens in August that has 11 events over 3 days so that there is something for everyone.
And this is how they tricked me into signing up. No, it does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I did, when I first heard of it, I was like, this is amazing that everyone can get involved. Everyone can give it a go. And I've never tried triathlon before. So it does sound pretty cool, but I am stressing about my fitness levels because what is it? It's like a 100 meter swim, 4K bike ride, 1K run.
Exactly right. So very achievable.
Very short distances separately, put them all together, and it's a little bit more daunting to me just because I haven't done any
Absolutely.
Exercise for a few months. So what do I need to do in the lead up to August to make sure I actually cross the finish line? Because I'm not missing out on that champagne.
Well, actually, I've been thinking about that because you have done nothing to this point,
Gabs. Literally nothing. I need something to kick me off.
Do we want to do, and I mean, Gabby's been talking about this for a little bit, Sam, like I've been hearing how scared she is. And to be honest, I've been in that boat before too, where I've signed up for something, but I'm completely unprepared for it. So there may be other people in the same boat. What if we were to do some kind of like boot camp? Like, do you know what I mean? Ooh. Some kind of fitness boot camp, all-in thing for all those people who are not prepared or just for anyone who wants to come along. Do it on a Saturday or Sunday morning or something like that and just have like an all-in boot camp. Do you reckon we could get it happening?
Absolutely. Let's do that. And I'll add into the fold that on that morning of that boot camp, we'll do like a registration blitz for the TriFest and
yes.
maybe we can support a charity through it.
I like this.
Oh, this sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Synergy.
So, I love
everyone.
You're obviously an event planner because we throw a boot camp at you and you're like, what else can we add on to this?
How else can we make this
bigger and better?
Not my first radio.
Yeah.
Can we please do the boot camp ASAP though? Because I really, I'm stressed and I need to start my fitness now.
That'll be pretty easy to organise, I think. So
we'll get
that happening ASAP. I think that's a great idea what you said too. We'll get a charity on board or something.
Yes.
So more on that soon. Quickly, before we let you go, Sam, is it true that the distances Gabby's doing, that's just the kids' distances, right?
It potentially is the same distance as the older kids.
Oh, just not the younger ones.
Must I stress
yes.
the older
right.
kids. The older kids. It's about having fun. And
it'd
that
be
champagne.
So funny if they lapped you. Like, oh, I would love it.
Mate, I'm gonna have to get my niece's time for her triathlon because if I don't beat her time, I am gonna be the laugh of Christmas.
Start smashing your Nutri-Grain, mate. It is on the Townsville Tri-Fest. Like I said, it's 59 days away, August 17 to 19. You can sign up. Great website. All the details at townsvilletrifestival.org.au. Sam Pascoe, the organiser, thank you. Best of luck to you, Gabby.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll get the training thing happening more soon. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.